that injection. Okay. You would begin the Medrol at that point, and you'd find she probably would absorb nicely.
Oh, gee. Now, I saw that in your book. Okay, so basically he's got to get a hold of you and find out dosage.
Yeah, just get hold of me, and I'm working full-time. I am consulting. If he emails me, he can let me know when he's available.
Okay.
When's the best time when we can sit down and talk about this? I'll be more than happy to call him and help you guys with this, because there's no reason why this can't be taken care of in a big hurry.
Yeah.
So, Mary,
you get on drpleckner.com. Have your vet email Dr. Pleckner through his website.
Okay.
And he will look for an email from Dr. Landis. If you have problems still, if he's problems connecting with Dr. Al, I want you, Mary, to go to my website.
Okay.
MarthaNorwalk.com.
Is it N-O-R-W-A-L-K?
Correct.
Okay.
www.MarthaNorwalk.com.
Okay.
And you call or email me if you guys can't connect with Dr. Al, and I'll make sure that you do connect, okay?
Oh, great.
All righty. Yeah, you just connect with Animal World. We'll take care of you, honey.
Oh, super. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
Pleasure.
And you know you can stream the show and listen from where you are in Florida, right?
I just found out from his website.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then we expect you to be with us.
You hold
our energy in Florida.
And you tell him keep writing those good books.
All righty. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to wrap up this hour, and we have got so much to do. The phone lines are loaded, and there's just too much to do. So we are going to cancel the tip. No tips running. We're just going to turn this hour right around. So Dr. Al, stay where you are. Phone callers, stay where you are. We will get back to Vet Sunday very shortly. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods, superior quality in every bag and can.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy, what if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers, rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours, I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song, when the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Super Bowl Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in via streaming audio on the Internet. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right. It is the first Sunday of February already. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner. Now, he is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. His website is www.drpleckner.com. Lots of good information for you there. Also, how to contact Dr. Pleckner. He is available for consultations now, and we'll work with you and your vet or your human doctor related to the imbalance and so forth. Dr. Al, Are you still there? Dr. Al?
Yes, hi.
Hello. We are slamming this morning.
Are we?
We've got...
Hey, on the wolf issue, just so people know where I'm coming from,
yeah.
I used to treat the... There's a wolf colony down in San Jacinto, California,
near
Hemet. And they used to bring their wolves up to me, and I would treat them. They were timber wolves, gratis, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I love wolves. I really, really do. And I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying. I want what's best for the wolves and the other animals I love also. So
right. And humans and everybody.
Exactly.
I'm just very concerned. I don't want to see the same thing happen that's happened in the Yellowstone area, Montana and Idaho. And you have everybody.
Well, they introduce
a lot
them
of people,
and they go out and kill them. Then
right. And then you've got everybody up at arms. They want to kill them and wipe them all out. Let's not make that same mistake in our state. Let's do a better job and be more responsible to the animals and the environment, and let's not just bring them back so everybody wants to kill them.
Yeah, make sure there's a wildlife corridor, too, between the Olympic Peninsula where those animals, if the wolves overrun them, can get out of there.
Hey, now that's another very good point. Yeah,
well,
do we have a corridor for these animals to spread out?
Well, if you go up into... If you go up into Lake, you know, Banff, Lake Louise area, so on and so forth, you'll actually see bypasses with dirt and things going over the highway so the animals are not cut off. They can migrate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in the Olympic Peninsula, since I'm not familiar with the peninsula, I don't know if they're all resident animals or whether they migrate or what have you, but you need to leave corridors for those animals in case something bad happens. You're not going to see a holocaust, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and if you've got an enclosed environment, you know it's only a matter of time before there's going to be too many.
There will be an imbalance.
Yeah, there will be an imbalance, and then we'll have the same problem that's going on everywhere else.
No, I didn't mean to get off the subject, but, you know, it's good to clarify.
And I don't know if we'll get to the Tasmanian devils or not, but I'll try to get that sooner or later. Now, we definitely need to get back to the phones, but because I know there are so many new people out there listening that have not read your books and don't know what this imbalance is all about, I think we better take just a few minutes here to explain what it is all about. And I know, Dr. Al, you like the way I explain it.
Absolutely, Mark. I wish you would do it.
Yeah, so with your permission, I'm going to take us through quickly here. You need to know that Dr. Al has been, you know, practicing veterinary medicine for a number of years, and he was retired and has come out of retirement back in practice now. But way back when, well, I don't know, we're probably, what, 45, 50 years ago now, Dr.
Right.
Al's out of vet school, starts his practice. You know, he got lots of cases of dogs with skin problems and hot spots and all that kind of stuff. And standard treatment was give them, you know, cortisone, which is an anti-inflammatory, and that stops the allergic reaction. But don't give it for too long, because then you get a buildup and negative side effects and all that sort of stuff. Well, Dr. Al was not content in just accepting that as the way to do it, without understanding what was going on. So he started wondering, why does cortisone work in the first place as an anti-inflammatory and stops the allergic reaction? And then why is it a problem later on? And could it be working? Could the cortisone be working? Because cortisol, of course, being a hormone that our bodies need to be healthy and in balance, could it be that these bodies don't have enough cortisol and we're funding an imbalance by giving it, and that's why it's working? So he started working with these animals and trying to figure all this out. Now, the bottom line is the end result. It's all spelled out in the book, Pets at Risk. But what he discovered was this basic endocrine immune imbalance. And Dr. Al, you really believe that this underlies pretty much all chronic disease and illness, as well as behavior extreme and irrational fear in dogs, cats, horses, and humans, correct?
Absolutely. It is, I think, personally, as you know, I think it is the cause of cancer and uncontrolled tissue growth. I know it is.
Yeah, okay. So for those of you that don't know, what it is basically all about, and this simplifies it to a great degree, but one of my talents is dumbing it down. If I can dumb it down so I can understand it, then everybody else can too. So
you simplify it.
Simplify it, okay.
And you clarify it.
All right, so what it's all about, one can have this imbalance either genetically you're born with it, or it's acquired because of toxic exposure, stress, or something that can trigger it, or it can happen as a result just of old age. For whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not putting out enough cortisol, or the cortisol that's being produced is defective in some way. Then, because of the reduced cortisol or defective cortisol, the body doesn't recognize it and respond to it appropriately. So as a result, it's the middle layer of the adrenal gland that starts making estrogen. And this is the key.
Inner layer, right.
The inner layer of the adrenal gland that starts making estrogen. Now, this is what's been missed in veterinary and human medicine. This is not ovarian estrogen. This is adrenal estrogen. And that's why this imbalance can happen whether you're male, female, spayed, neutered. It doesn't matter because it has nothing to do with ovaries and testicles. This is adrenal estrogen. Now, when that estrogen amount gets high enough, it then binds or interferes with other hormones in the body, particularly the thyroid hormones. And essentially what it does, it kind of like grabs them and prevents them from doing their job. Well, you know, the thyroid regulates the metabolism and everything. When the thyroid isn't working right, everything depletes, the antibodies start to go down, and then what manifests on a behavioral or physical level with the individual is very much individual. And it might have to do with genetic predispositions or experience or whatever. You may get, like the book says, from allergies to cancer, extreme and irrational fears in the behavior department, but all kinds of things underlie this imbalance. Now, Dr. Al, over the course of the years, has developed a blood test panel that diagnoses this imbalance. It's called an EI1 test. It is only run at one lab in the country right now, and that's the NVDS, National Veterinary Diagnostic Services in California. So blood has to be handled properly. The handling of the serum for the testing is extremely important. It must be kept cold. If it is allowed to warm to room temperature, it screws up the results. So blood tests needed to be cold packed and overnighted to the lab, but we can now easily diagnose. Now, treatment depends on what kind of a body you're in. The treatment varies slightly. It's a little different for humans and dogs, cats, horses. And just kind of bottom line is that dogs typically get cortisol along with thyroid, but they generally get the T4 form of thyroid, plus diet is extremely important. Food allergies are a huge component and majorly important when it comes to dogs. Humans get thyroid and cortisol, but they need the T3, T4 version of the thyroid medication. And food can also be very important, food allergies with humans. Cats, they tend to only need cortisone unless they have a particular condition, the FIP, and then they need thyroid. And horses tend to only need thyroid. In rare cases, need cortisol. So there are exceptions to all of that, but that kind of in a nutshell, what type of medication is used, the form, injection, or oral, as we were talking about in that previous call, depends on the state of the antibodies. And this is not a cure. It is a replacement therapy. It is not intended to replace other things when it comes to treating things, Dr. Al. You do this in addition to other things. And
correct.
The best example of that would be, say, you have an individual with cancer. You do the endocrine immune testing. If they have the imbalance, you treat it. But let's say the form of cancer can be surgically removed. Dr. Al would recommend doing that. Maybe this is a kind of cancer that responds to chemo or radiation, and you want to do that, you can do that. It's just regulating the imbalance helps everything else work better.
And it keeps it from coming back. So often with cancers and things, they'll go ahead and do the excision, radiation, chemo, and then it tends to come back. So the point of this is as a additive to what you're going to basically your healthcare professional is going to do. It's an additive to show why it happened, what the cause of it was, get that corrected so that after they do their job, the problem, the original problem, does not reoccur.
Yeah, okay. Now, did we do a good job, or did I do a good job, Dr. Al, of covering the basics?
Well, it sounded so good, I'd like you to redo it in Microsoft Words, and I'll include it in my new book.
Okay.
I would love it.
Okay. All right. Now, let's, everybody, hold on to your phone lines. Now that we've got the basics out of the way, we can dive into all your phone calls and all your questions and get to these specifics. But I know we have so many new people out there. I needed to get them all on board so they understand what we're talking about. So we're going to quickly take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And by the way, everybody, this is the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers and sponsors, there's no Animal World. Advertisers are by invitation only, so there's no garbage you got to listen to, but you need to listen and support our advertisers and sponsors if you want our work to continue. So stay with us as we continue. We're all phone calls right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home-cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen. That begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created the Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula. You can feed to both your dogs and cats, to other critters as well, like house rabbits or guinea pigs or gerbils and the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 800-774-7387, or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com.
Living Music Radio, high vibe music and talk.
Treat yourself to Living Music Radio with Janet, Narion, and special guests.
Living Music Radio, high vibe music and talk.
It's all about the magic of music and sound. With all that's going on these days, there's a real need for positive, uplifting music and radio. Living Music Radio.
Living Music Radio. For showtimes, go to livingmusicradio.com.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
1150kknw.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, want to say thank you for spending your Super Bowl Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and I hope you'll be here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Keep in mind that if you miss the show, you can always go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, click on the audio archives link on the homepage, and you can listen to past shows on that page. So, Dr. Al, you still there, right?
I'm still here.
You're still here? All right. We have got phone lines. I've got one line open for you, and we are on phone calls now until we talk to everybody that wants to talk to us. And we've got one line open at 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. First up, in Arlington, is it Janie? Janie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner. Janie?
Oh, maybe that's me.
Oh, yeah. Is it, am I getting your name?
Yeah.
It's Janie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Janie, you're on with Dr. Pluckner. What would you like to know?
Okay, thank you. Dr. Pluckner is,
Could hypersensitivity pneumonitis, associated pulmonary fibrosis, be linked to the endocrine immune imbalance? This hypersensitivity pneumonitis is through blood testing said to be caused by a mold called Aspergillus fumigatus.
I had a little trouble hearing that. I got the pulmonary fibrosis.
Okay. Yeah,
the hypersensitivity pneumonitis, pulmonary fibrosis, she said, that's supposedly caused by a mold.
Yeah.
And she wants to know if this would relate at all to the imbalance.
I would, you know, it would be worth doing only because with molds and fungi, Aspergilla, Candida in people, so on and so forth. This all normally comes from the imbalance where the one immune cell called a T cell is supposed to protect you against that and viruses. And when that is deregulated, the protection is not there. And it opens the patient up for all these things that the immune system, is not protecting them against. So the point of it seems to me, it'd be worth doing. Doesn't mean you have to act upon it, but if it is there, then definitely it would be the answer to the effect that you're looking at, if that makes sense.
Yes, okay.
Janet, I think what you're saying, Dr. Al, I want to make sure I understand this, but what I would surmise here is whether or not you have experience in working with this particular condition or not in humans or animals. Isn't the theory that if one does not have this imbalance and their endocrine immune system is working normally, then when you're confronted with things like viruses and bacteria and fungus, you know, on a normal type level, your body is able to handle those things and get rid of them. But when you have the imbalance, that the body's not necessarily able to deal with these things and get rid of them, so you end up getting a disease or an illness. Is that fair to say, Dr. Al?
Yeah, that is fair to say. And one of my people, he called me in with a little girl with cystic fibrosis, and I kind of looked at all the clinical symptoms that the child had, and gosh, it looks a lot like a deregulated immune system. I mean, what you're going to find is there are so many things out there that are chronic that go on and on and on. Now, if the today's treatment will take care of it, it's fine. But if it doesn't, I think you need to look at the regulation of the body going, why can't I fight this off? What's happened or what am I carrying in me that disallows this to occur?
Now, is this also fair to say, Dr. Al, that Janet Janie, if it would be worth running an EI1 on the human to see if they have this imbalance? Now, if
Correct.
They do have the imbalance, that would not mean you don't treat the pneumonitis as you normally would. This would not replace the treatment to deal with that fungus, but you would treat the imbalance at the same time, and when you regulate the endocrine immune system, then the body ought to be able to heal with the medication for the pneumonitis or whatever. Isn't that correct, Dr. Al?
Yeah, and the thing is, too, what you have to look at, too, the therapy for correcting the imbalance is so much less invasive than some of the internal mycotics that can be horrible, as we all know.
Oh, so you may not need those, then.
Right,
to a
right.
Depend. So, okay, Janie, what else can we answer for you?
Okay, well, I'd like the address again for the laboratory. My physician is reluctant to use any lab but his own, so and I want to cooperate with Dr. Plechner.
You can go to Dr. Plechner's website, drplechner.com, and you can get the laboratory and testing information there.
Okay.
Or you can go directly to the lab's website. It is National Veterinary Diagnostic Services, NVDS. The website address is www.national-vet.com. National-vet.com. Now, it is a veterinary laboratory, and they run all the veterinary tests, but they also run the human tests. It just has to be done on a quote-unquote experimental basis, but they do run the human version of the test.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is your physician with his laboratory should run the test also, and then do a comparison, because it might, you know, say to your physician that maybe there's some other moieties here, and he may not run these tests. That's the big thing.
Yeah, a lot of labs. That's the problem, Jana and Janie. Okay. Well, there's only one lab that does this.
Okay,
is because there are some tests that most lab, like the total estrogen that's done. I think isn't that the big test, Al, that most labs don't do?
They don't do that, and I developed that with a PhD about 35 years ago because I needed it. But most of them are not doing total estrogen.
But you, Janie, you could have your physician check out what that EI1 panel is and what the tests are. Okay? And maybe the lab he's working with could run those tests. The problem is they might not be accurate. So what Dr. Al was saying is if your physician wanted to try his lab, to be safe, what he ought to do is send your blood to his lab to have the test run, but also send your blood to Jason at NVDS, because we know those results will be accurate, and then you compare to make sure that your physician's lab is getting the test correct. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if they are, the nice part about it is then your physician can do the test anytime he wants to in his own laboratory, which is neat.
Yeah, and Janet, if that's the case, or Janie, if that's the case, we want to know about that doctor, and we want to know about that lab that can run the test.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just wanting to know, too, if something like what I have can be overcome, because it's really cramping my lifestyle.
Oh, can this be healed, Dr. Al?
Yeah, can it be overcome?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, what you've got to look to if with any of these imbalances, we have to make sure the patient does not already have permanent damage. If there's very little permanent damage, everything will return to normal.
Okay.
And if there is some permanent damage, what it will do is it will stop any further permanent damage, and you will not be suffering from the effects of the aspergilla, the toxins, all those things that are there because your body can't handle it. I would think it's a win-win situation once you get taken care of.
Okay,
I'd be shocked if you didn't feel much better.
Okay, I just wanted to say I'm extremely short of breath, dyspnea, and then I am told by the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation that there is nothing that will dissolve scar tissue on the lungs.
What do you think about that? Nothing.
Well, there is once you've got that scar tissue, it's kind of tough. But if you can stop it, then you're not going to need, say, to carry an oxygen tank with you and do stuff like this.
Yeah. See, apparently the caveat is, Janie, is how much irreversible damage has already been done. We don't know that.
Okay.
But there are some things the damage is already too great, and stabilizing the imbalance is not going to change it, but at least it will prevent it from getting worse.
Oh, I see.
In some cases, the signs or the symptoms go away, but it depends on the level of the damage to begin with. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Well, and also, it also depends on what the effect is of the aspergilla on the healthy tissue that still remains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there can be an encroachment upon that also. And once the entire thing is taken care of, it's hard to say. You may have, better airways, better oxygenation, the whole bit, once you get rid of that fungus, because that fungus can affect your bronchial tree. It can affect a lot of that stuff. And once that's out of there, the oxygenation may help. And obviously they have things to open up the airways, aminophilins, all kinds of things. And they know they've used this and tried to use stuff like this. But the point of it is to identify the cause of this, get the cause taken care of, and then you go after, while you're doing this, the effects that have already occurred or have not occurred.
All right, Janie, got to move on.
Okay, thank you much.
Keep us posted. Let us know what happens with this, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, let's go quickly. Let's see what's going on in Olympia with Janet. Janet, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi, Dr. Pluckner. I have Penny that I believe you might have her EI1 test results. And her cortisol is way off the chart.
Well, no, tell me, what is Penny? Is she a dog?
She is a terrier mix dog.
And how old?
She's now 8.
8 years old. She's a spayed female.
Yes, she's a spayed female.
And you had her tested?
I had her tested earlier in January.
Okay. And why did you have her tested?
I had her tested because I went away for a Christmas break, and when I came back, her eyes were all swollen, red, sunken, goopy. She had scaly patches, skin patches.
Mm-hmm.
The vet treated her for staph, but I'm still, without Benadryl, she still gets the swollen eyes and the red and goopy. I was listening, I did notice she has suddenly developed being scared around October, and she is so clingy, way more than normal.
Yeah, so that would all be indicative.
In your description.
Yeah, right. It's all real indicative of the imbalance. Now, did your veterinarian in Olympia run the blood test?
No, my friend is definitely a Dr. Plechner fan,
uh-huh.
And she talked me into it. The vet was willing to take the test. She has read the book, and she's willing to work with whatever we recommend.
Oh, okay. But you did get your veterinarian to draw the blood and send it off to the lab.
Yes.
Now, do you have a copy of that EI1 test?
I do.
So you could tell us what's going on with the dog. Sounds like the dog has the imbalance. Now, if you have the EI1 test, the first test is the total estrogen. And then there's the cortisol, the thyroid, and the three antibodies. And that test sheet should tell you if the value's high or low or normal.
Right.
Did you say something about having the cortisol was very high?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, what did you say? Now, what is the estrogen level?
It's 35.16.
So that's
okay.
High.
Yeah, but the cortisol is way off the chart. It's 4.17.
Wow.
Okay, you're going to hear, I think that Dr. Bleem is going to call in a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll have him on in the third hour.
Yeah, and what this is the medical profession has hung its hat on the amount of cortisol that's there.
Uh-huh.
What the hat doesn't realize is that it doesn't matter how much is there, it's whether it's working or not.
Right.
And so to call this Cushing syndrome, Harvey Cushing years ago, found that every time we had high cortisone levels, it was because of a pituitary tumor.
Mm.
And what's happened is with, the syndrome I've been working with is we can have very high cortisol, but it's in either a bound state or a state the pituitary can't recognize. So this upper gland keeps saying, please give me some more active cortisol. Well, this poor middle layer is responding the best it can, but it's not working. And if it were working, the estrogen levels would be below 30.
Right.
It's not working. See?
So just because they're there doesn't mean it's working. Now, Janet, what are the thyroid results?
The thyroid results are just on the low end, but they're
range. What's the T3?
T3 is 114.26.
Okay, and T4?
2.36.
Right, so low normal. What's the IgA?
However, the estrogen binds that. You got to realize that the estrogen is binding that, so it's not utilizable.
Right, but what I'm asking that, Al, because I'm seeing a pattern here that we have some individuals that are hypothyroid to begin with and have the imbalance.
Exactly.
But then we have, or at least they test hypothyroid and have the imbalance. And then we have others that the thyroid hormones are actually at normal levels. They just aren't working.
Exactly.
Now, what's the IgA, Janet?
Well, I wanted to insert that as soon as I got her, I noticed she's always been a real slug.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she'd rather lay around than do anything else.
Right, right. So what's her IgA?
Her IgA is 55.
Yeah, so it's low. I would think, Janet, if your vet is willing, she said she was willing to go along with treatment with that high cortisol, which we know it's bound, it's not working, you'd probably be best off to take advantage of going through Dr. Al's website and have your veterinarian contact Dr. Al and get a little coaching in terms of treatment for your dog.
Okay.
Okay?
What we're finding, too, is with that high cortisol level that seems not to be working as far as what it's supposed to do, it does cause side effects. And so the point of it is you need some active cortisol to shut the pituitary down and get rid of this bad stuff. So it is not hurting the body, even though it's not working. It's still hurting the body.
Yeah, but I think your vet, to feel comfortable, Janet, is probably going to need to talk to Dr. Al to understand all of this stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's the best we can do for you here. Keep us updated on what's going on. But I think your vet needs to powwow with Dr. Al.
We should be able to get some great results for her.
Yeah, you should be able to resolve all those problems.
So what you're saying is the skin patches and the swollen eyes and everything are some of the symptoms of this?
Yes.
Yes. Clinical signs.
And you got to feed her anyway, so it would, at this point, you really ought to get her on a very clean, simple formula, hypoallergenic food.
I did switch her to ZD a couple of weeks ago, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of improvement.
Well, my opinion, I don't know what you feel about those prescription diets, Dr. Alba, the ZD, but they're formulated to address problems, but the quality of ingredients is not good.
Okay.
I agree with that. Don't.
Yeah, so that would not be my choice of a hypoallergenic diet. I'd go with a really simple what we're finding the best luck up here, I think, to start with like duck and potato or rabbit and potato or venison and potato. What's working for you down there, Dr. Al?
One protein and one carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a small dog, to begin with, you can use one part cottage cheese to four parts boiled white potatoes for 7 days, and then once you get things growing, if you want to try some rice, add rice for 7 days. That works. You can add, say, chicken for 7 days. Everything seems fine. Then you can find a chicken and rice-based food, and then go from there. Anything new you try, whether it's a treat, a snack, or a different food, you add a little bit for 7 days, because what can happen is you can give a little bit of something today, for example, and not do it again, and next Sunday you can get a tremendous reaction. You're going, I didn't give anything. Yeah, you did.
But it was a week ago.
The liver, and we've got a delayed sensitivity reaction going on.
Yeah. Now,
this
Janet,
is the thing why foods are questionable, why people go, I don't quite understand this.
And folks, if you're interested, that elimination diet is in the book, Pets at Risk. And Janet, we got to move on here.
Yes. Thank you.
So thanks for calling Animal World. Keep us posted. All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And Carol, stay put, because you're next. Animal World continues with Dr. Al Plechner and Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Founded in 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers classes for everyone, from the pet and horse owner to the career seeker. Classes are available for large and small animal massage, as well as much more. You'll find online and classroom courses, workshops, and enrichment courses. Tuition financing available. To learn more, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. Mark your calendar for the one-day basic animal massage class coming up February 7th. For more info, go to NWSAM.com.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Tired of pet food that doesn't work for your dog or cat?
Yeah.
Worried about the quality of your pet's food?
Yeah.
Don't just settle. Embrace Addiction's grain-free food. Every pet owner wants the best for their loved ones, and Addiction does too. The time has come to make a change in your pet's life.
Addiction's new grain-free foods may be just the thing you need to make a change in your pet's life. Free from byproducts, corn, wheat, or soy, Addiction contains only the finest premium proteins and the freshest ingredients. Think grain-free. Think Addiction Pet Foods. Available in all good pet stores.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. And if you want to check him out, Dr. Al's website is Dr. Plechner, PLECHNER.com. That's Dr. Plechner, PLECHNER.com. All right, we are taking your phone calls, and next up, let's see, we've got Dr. Al on the line, and in Seattle, let's welcome Carol. You are on the air and live with Dr. Al. Good morning, Carol.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. We recently got an 11-month-year-old, we think, rescue Cocker Spaniel, a neutered male. And in the papers that came with him, it said that he had surgery for cherry eye.
Okay.
And that's one question I have, if it could possibly be related to the immune deficiency.
Yes.
But also, he has exhibited some really extreme aggression and kind of rage to some of the family members
all of a sudden.
Yeah, now, what you need to know, Dr. Al, is that Carol and little Jackson are clients of mine now. I did a very long session with you guys on Friday.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And this dog, I asked her to call in specifically today. We haven't tested this dog yet, but money on the table, this dog has got the imbalance, or we wouldn't have the behavior issues we've got going on. But this poor little guy is only about a year old, and he has cut so much on his plate. And I first wanted to know, because I don't remember us ever having the conversation. You know, cherry eye is something that's fairly common, or can be with these dogs. And A, could you explain for everybody listening what is cherry eye? And B, is that related to the imbalance?
Okay, straightforward stuff. What it is in the remnant of the third eyelid, which amphibians have, so they when they swim underwater they can see.
Mm-hmm.
In this remnant is a lymph node. They call it a Hardarian gland, but it's a lymph node.
Okay.
And when you have an IgA deficiency, anything coming into the eye is going to aggravate the area, and the lymph node will start to swell.
Oh.
Now, once it swells to a certain point, it will turn over often, calling a prolapse, and here's the cherry eye. And so very easily removed. But
That's why the tissue kind of swells up and gets red and sticks out around the eye. And then
that's a lymph node.
Oh, okay. It's a lymph node, and it kind of looks like a cherry poking out of the eye.
Uh-huh.
That's why they call it cherry eye. Okay,
that's definitely.
So, are you saying is that the reason why some dogs will get a cherry eye and some don't? So, is that the reason dogs with the imbalance wouldn't that lymph node the area wouldn't get inflamed, so the lymph node wouldn't react? So, if a dog gets cherry eye, they have the imbalance.
Sure, and with the rage, they all have elevated estrogen, and the cherry eye shows that. The cortisols are off, and that's why the estrogen has suppressed that antibody production in that lymphocyte throughout the body. And as Martha knows, when that IgA is off like that, Carol, all you have to do is give to that puppy something that, food-wise, a small treat that will ring his bell, and he will go after you and the kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, the food can bring on the symptoms.
Yeah, you need to basically, one, get the test, two, put the puppy on cottage cheese, boiled white potatoes right now.
Mm-hmm.
No snacks.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, go from there. Michael Chill is he was the guy that brought the wolves up for me from San Jacinto to treat for pneumonia. Now, Michael I've worked with for many, many years, and 35 years ago, Michael basically had a similar situation with a Labrador. And the Labrador was from time to time biting the baby and the wife. And
had the aggression problem.
I did the lamb and rice. We did the food thing before we even did the imbalance test. And the dog was fine. And on a Thursday night, never forget it, the owners had the steak. They had a little piece left. They gave it to the dog, the Labrador. And about an hour later, the wife was in the hospital with multiple bite wounds.
Oh, my God.
Foods are really, really scary. It'll make a big difference. So you go to hypoallergenic, get the test done, and I can show you a better way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's actually good news, Carol, because, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that little Jackson, you know, has probably got the imbalance means that we really can solve these problems.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Which is great. Now, the other problem that's going on with this little guy, I mean, Dr. Ollie's cute as a bug, but his body is very deformed. And he was dumped at a shelter, and the person that dumped him lied about their contact information, so no one was able to follow up and find out
The poor baby's a genetic cripple.
Right, mm-hmm. but you know, his like his back, his rear end, the bones are too long, and he looks these kind of bow-legged, and the front legs are kind of deformed, and the veterinarian that's just seen him once after, you know, Carol rescued
right.
this little guy, thought it looks like the one of the front legs might have been fractured and not set.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really wondering and watching this guy if maybe this would be birth defects, that he was born this way, and would that be something that's likely to happen with the imbalance?
Yeah, you could one see that because you have multiple other genes that are fouled up that come along for a free ride. The other end of the stick is when you look at him, if he's really cowhock, and you look at the angulation of his, say, his front legs,
mm-hmm.
and if he's not standing up on his paws and it kind of curves and goes out, he's malabsorptive, so he was never able to absorb his calcium correctly, and he had lengthened ligaments. This is another tip-off stating that, hey, that's your IgA in your gut. That's the whole thing.
Okay, wow. This is really making sense, Carol.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Most of this stuff does, so when you think about it, you know, I hate to say it, but I think the natural resource that we lack most in our country is common sense. And you don't have to know what the electron's saying to the neutron. You don't need to know the progression of enzymes. You need to look at a patient. You know, and kind of what I do, Carol, I'm sorry to say it, I'm holistic in that W-H-O-L-E. I want the forest. I don't want a tree.
Yeah.
And that's what this is, and I can show you a much better way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're I've got them in canine boot camp.
Definitely.
This little guy. I saw you Friday. How you been doing since Friday, Carol?
Well, it is just awesome, the change that has happened. And it's been, we've had to really, you know, throw him in the deep end, but he has done really well.
Okay, I want you to time out on your report for just a minute, because I want to fill everyone else in. You know, I became familiar with Dr. Al's work in the early 80s when his first book came out. But the testing wasn't refined. It wasn't easy. I couldn't get vets to look at it. I did take all the food stuff then, but I specialized in these. I have for the last 30 years specialized in these really, messed up dogs, you know, these mm-hmm. lemon dogs, and particularly the extreme and irrational fears
extreme
and aggression.
Behavior, yeah.
And because I couldn't deal with the imbalance, I developed behavior modification techniques that really work with these dogs. And what I explained to Carol and her family is with dogs, the ideal time to change behavior is when you change environments. And see, this dog came out of a rescue situation. They've only had this dog for 2-3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been time enough for all of these behaviors to set. And when they actually rescued this dog, by the way, all of this, these behavior problems did not surface in the rescue.
Right.
And that's because these dogs tend to do better in a group situation. It's very regimented. They're confined and supervised. They're out in groups of dogs. There's power in numbers with a group of dogs, and they can disappear within the group. So they can be in a rescue situation and not show these behaviors.
Right. Right.
And then you get them into a family where none of that's happening, and then this starts to come. So Carol and her family and this little Jackson, they had a honeymoon period where Jackson was fine. And then all of this rage and fear stuff started coming out, which
right.
is why they called me. And then, so I help them understand that we've got just a window where we can eradicate a lot of this behavior if they'd get on board with me, but we got to put little Jackson in doggy boot camp. And I had to show them how to start squelching all these behaviors. At the same time, we're going to test and then treat and regulate the imbalance.
Right.
But that's what I wanted to find out. So the techniques I shared and the work you're doing is making a difference, huh?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Thank goodness he's a smart little dog.
He caught
on right away.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have to do anything, you know, after the first couple of surprises he got. I haven't had to do anything too strong at all. But
Is he letting Ron approach you and not firing up on him now?
A couple of times he has all of a sudden acted like, well, who's this guy?
Uh-huh.
You know, after he's been, you know, we've been all together, the three of us, for a long time, and all of a sudden he'll notice Ron. But yeah, then the technique is working beautifully. He's realizing, oh, that was wrong. I don't do that.
Well, he's a smart dog, you know, and they talk about, you know, all the people and children that go to see psychiatrists and stuff. You know, if they were very, very bright, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know, well, and the other thing is, I think that I was trying to be his little buddy. I was not being parental.
And you were being his leader.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so he has found out that I can't allow that anymore. So.
Well, and see, what people don't recognize, you know, Frezza, from a behavior therapist standpoint, these dogs that have so many problems, but the smarter they are, the more fear they have, the more they need powerful leadership from their humans, because that's what makes them feel safe. So when you get these rescue dogs, especially the ones with the fear and the aggression, loving, coddling, soothing, just loving them isn't good enough. And in fact, that makes the problems worse.
Yeah. Well, that was proved to us within like 3 hours of your visit. Yeah. We're totally on board.
You know what my first rule is, Dr. Plechner's rule one is?
Mm.
To train your dog, you've got to be smarter than your dog. And most people fail.
Most
Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, he said the bottom line, most people fail.
Now, like I tell my staff, rule one is Dr. Plechner is never wrong. Rule two, if he is, read rule one.
Right.
So
that was a good one.
All right. Bad. Carol, I think that answers our big questions.
Yeah, well, this is just wonderful information, and I hope we can keep up. We've really found
Carol,
ourselves that we need a PhD to get all this
stuff. If you work with Martha, she will handle it for you, and whatever I can do to help your vet, I'll do the same.
Yeah, and the good news is, if you know people out there with this problem, send them my way. I always do that free telephone evaluation on the phone. But, see, I worked with these dogs for so many years before we could treat the imbalance. I have a lot of techniques in my toolbox to start changing the behavior. And
well,
as Carol's reported, it is the difference of night and day between Friday and Sunday, correct?
Oh, totally.
Well, I mean, we had a whole different ball game going by the time we were done with our session.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
And,
so,
you know, whatever I can do to help, and if I don't have the answers, Carol, I figured out years ago, what I do is I lie.
Oh, great.
Teasing, Carol.
I know.
All right. We have got to go to stay on time here. And,
okay. Thank you so much.
But, Carol, you are now an official radio case, so let me know as soon as we get that blood draw, and we're going to make sure that we follow this through.
Yeah, you'll be hearing from
me. But very likely, see, it sounds like those bony, deformation is a result of this imbalance.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
for calling Animal World.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Al, too.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
We are way behind schedule. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors one more time for this hour. We will come back and do a very quick current events, and then we will turn around to the next hour. Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois will join us, and we'll have two for one, Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie, for the rest of the show, and open phone lines. And, boy, we got lots to talk about. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Ann and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their food bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Martha Norwalk, and thanks for listening. And we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here, or winding down this hours of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. A slight detour from Vet Sunday in order to cover the bases. No new pet of the week this week because Nancy's out of town, but it is time for current events. Speaking of entertainment, on the current events calendar, and if you fail to get any details here or want more information, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events, and you'll find a lot more details about all these events. Let's see. Delta Society hosting a free informational session on the healing power of animals. It will be at Delta Society headquarters in Bellevue, 7 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 3rd. Parking is free. It is an RSVP to Candace C. at deltasociety.org. Let's see. Okay, We Snip. How's that for a great organization name? We Snip is hosting Neuter is Cuter Day on February 22nd. $5 neuters for male cats at Tails of Wagging in Bellingham. For an appointment or questions, call 733-7387 or go to www.wesnip.org. I love that, wesnip.org. Oh, okay, big deal here. Sarvey Wildlife Care and Rescue Center, you know, one of our favorite animal rescues and sanctuaries, rescues and care centers here on Animal World, having a fundraiser to help pay for all the snow and storm damage. You know, they lost like 4 or 5 eagle flights. Is a Share the Love fundraising event that will happen Saturday, February 14th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Meridian Office Building in the Northgate area. Now, this is going to be an auction fundraiser. They are providing appetizers and wine. It will cost you $25 to get in. Great items. And guess what? I will be there. I'm going, and Jeff will be there. Freedom the Eagle will be there. So any of you have seen the great email story about Jeff and Freedom, you will be able to meet Jeff and Freedom. And I think Washkete, the other eagle, will be there as well. And you can have a picture taken with the eagles. So that's going to be very cool. And they're auctioning off me. I'm donating a private behavior session with me. So that is February 14th. At the Meridian Office Building in Northgate. Let's see, Second Chance Ranch and HorseReunions.com are having a flake sale to help feed horses in need after the flooding. You can donate or apply for help on the website, flakesale.com. There's also a Spirit Horse Food Network that's forming now, a food bank for livestock in need. Go to my website for an email link there. Seattle Animal Shelter is offering a free foster cat orientation on Saturday, February 7th from noon to 1 p.m. in the shelter conference room, which is at the shelter, 2061 15th Avenue West. If you want information, 206-386-7387 or www.seattleanimalshelter.org. Oh, and here's an interesting one. Comedy show to benefit Furry Faces Foundation on February 13th. Tickets are $15. The show starts at 9:30, and the doors open at 8:45. Purchase tickets at the door or at www.brownpapertickets.com. And then next week, second Sunday of the month, and that means it's Sandy and Martha Sunday.